and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre investigation, police body cam footage, officer text messages, and 911 calls from that deadly day. One call from Armando Ramos, a man identifying himself as the uncle of the shooter, asking to intervene to try and stop the gunfire.
He does listen to me. Everything I tell him, he does listen to me.
Most of what was released confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed. In the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and is being blasted by her rival, former President Trump, for touting no taxes on tips for service workers, an idea that Trump says was originally his. And in Springfield, Illinois, the county sheriff, Jack Campbell, is retiring weeks after the now former deputy he helped hire, Sean Grayson, allegedly shot and killed Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman, in her own home. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. State Senator Howard Markline said he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Markline said the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there aren't enough applications demonstrating a need for funding. The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. The power of former President Donald Trump's endorsement in Battleground, Wisconsin, will be tested in a race for an open congressional seat in primary voting. Voters will choose a Democratic candidate to take on first-term Republican who captured a western Wisconsin congressional district after a generation under Democratic control. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulot.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny. 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
It's 57 at our studios.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Orlando Owens. He is the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Director of the Joseph Project. You know, during the break, man, you were talking about, you know, Donald Trump and the things Donald Trump has done as opposed to what Joe Biden hasn't done. So what's the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in your assessment that leads you to believe that Donald Trump is a much better option, or Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
I think that Biden-Harris administration has shown their failures in the black community and nationwide.
Like what?
So, again, the unemployment rates.
What do you mean, unemployment rates?
Like in the city of Milwaukee, I focus on Milwaukee, right? You can look at the numbers then versus now. It was better under Trump.
That's fiction, but go ahead.
I think this is my opinion, is that I think we had a better standing. You go talk to people on the block, you know, they'll let you know. I mean, it's not for me to debate you or anyone else. They know when Trump was in office, and especially young black Milwaukee, especially black men, they know it was a difference between what they felt only a few years ago to what they have now. So they themselves will tell you they felt better on the Trump.
Well, so man, see, this is why I think it's important that we have somebody like you on, so people can hear, you know, the things that you are saying, okay, that can't be corroborated with any factual evidence.
Polls will say, right? So when you poll young black Milwaukee, they are very clear in their positions. They felt like they had more money. Things were better. It was less restrictive. They will tell you this. You don't have to take my word for it.
So let me ask you, what they had more money based on what?
Well, in their assessment, they felt they had more money that were disposable. They felt they had more support from the government when they needed it. It's not me saying this, Earl. Walking down the block just the other day on like 28th in North by the liquor store, Love's Liquor Store over there. You talk to anybody over there, you had your little band of Merry Warriors, I guess. You talk to anybody over there, young people. I'm not talking about old heads. I'm talking about young people. Young people are not, you know, overly impressed with, if I'm clear, with either party, right? But they have an opening to say, I definitely don't want to do what my grandmama used to do, because I see what's happening here now today. It's like you're playing, you know, great music today, but one of those great songs is What Have You Done For Me Lately? And the only reason we're having this discussion is because people are on the market and they're shopping their votes around because they're not happy with what they got. So, I mean, again, for the opportunity to engage black people, it has only been heightened because of the failures of Democrats. And Kamala Harris and Mr. Walz represent that. They are the failed policies.
So let me push back on that before I go to the phone lines. You know, the problems right now, the income disparity in this nation for whites is family is $270,000 or so. Blacks is 45,000. In 2024, that disparity still exists. Republicans were present, had the White House before. Donald Trump had it. And it's not the fact that Democrats have failed. Democrats themselves, the way the system is set up, there's a Congress, a Senate, and a presidency. And so if you are the president of the United States, you can't unilaterally do anything. The policies of the Democrats under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, have all been directed towards trying to make a difference in the lives of the American people. Republicans have caused whatever you can rely to talk about is a failure. It's where Republicans have refused to vote yes to policies that would impact and affect the average person of this nation.
So in the city of Milwaukee, we have a black mayor, we have a black county executive, and we have a Democratic governor in our state. So anything in Milwaukee, black folks running. They got a black police chief and also a black sheriff. So you can, you know, blame the black people in Milwaukee for failures. They are black Democrats who have all the powers of the city budget and the county budget, and they have the ear of a governor.
So I can't get you to think beyond you're talking about Milwaukee. I'm talking about nationally.
Well, I don't live in Milwaukee.
I know, but I'm talking about nationally. Okay, this is a national election. It's a national election, and so Republicans are saying that Donald Trump has done more for black people nationally than anybody since Abraham Lincoln. That's a lie. Well, it's a flat-out lie.
To you. So each president or any person in the seat of the leadership can tout whatever they want to. I mean, you can't not say if that's what he feels he thinks he has the most impact. That's his prerogative.
No. It is
his facts based on how he assessed the movement between the opportunity zones, more support.
What somebody feels and facts are two different things.
And the facts of matter is
So you sound like, what was Kellyanne Conway, alternative facts?
I wouldn't
say. There are no alternative facts. They're either facts or there's fiction.
Well, no.
And you can't put them both together.
Is it truth or is lies, right? You cannot continue to lie to black people, and I'm going to say black people across the nation, that the Democrats are doing something for blacks. That's a flat-out lie. It's not working. Their policies have failed. Now, I'm not what I will give Democrats credit for, they have a bunch of ideas. They're terrible for black and poor people.
So let me try this one more time. My generation and my parents always voted Democrat because during that time, they lived a completely different life in this nation. And racism and discrimination, especially in the South, was extremely difficult on them. And so people who made the difference in the transition that voted to challenge some of those discriminatory laws were Democrats. People voted Democrat, blacks voted Democrat, and to this day, the majority of blacks still vote Democrat. It is your generation that has now decided against what was always in the best interest of blacks collectively, not individually, that move things forward in this nation for people of color.
So,
and now your generation comes along and says, me as an individual, what's best for me is I'm going to listen to what the Republicans say because they're going to offer me They're gonna throw a bone to me.
Well, I would say from a historical fact, Republicans led the way for the signature pieces of legislation and civil rights.
Not the Republicans of today.
The Republican Party had led the way in these reforms. So again, for blacks to, because the Klan members are the distinction and the arm of the Democratic Party.
And listen,
in the South.
I don't understand.
So let's be clear.
Let me
just set the table. Let me just set the table. We can move on. That if we're going to talk about it and be truthful, let's be factual. The fact of the matter, those laws that you were talking about were pushed by the Democratic Party. That party pushed these things. Republicans have always stood against it. That's why we have the Ripon College, where we started at here in Wisconsin. We've always pushed against those things. It has been a process that we've always fought against. So for my generation, as you say, we're going our own way, I would say kudos to my generation because you guys got it wrong.
And we got it wrong for voting Democrat because Democrats helped usher in public schools for everybody.
I think you got it Democrats, wrong on the policy. And you look at some of the most punitive things that we've had in our country, Democrats have always been at the forefront.
Like what?
I mean the crack cocaine.
What are you talking about?
Powder to cocaine. You look at the 84 sentencing bill.
That was
94
all.
Crime bill. These have been detrimental. The welfare system in its current state. The welfare state. I mean, it is. These are chronic issues. The separation of, you know, while we talk about separation of border families, what about the families here in America, the Kamala Harris separated in California with all the charges she put on black men?
Let me do this.
I'm just being factual.
You're not being factual,
I'm just,
man.
Laying it out
hold
for
the thought. Let's go to Bill from McConnell. Good morning to you, Bill. I tried, man. Your opportunity.
Good morning, sir. I know you're a man of integrity. I don't know your background, but I really believe you're a man of integrity. How can you agree integrity is important, especially for our youth, to have a man with 34 felonies, 26 sexual charges, 11 bankruptcies, 2 impeachments? That is who you want to elevate to the position of president of the United States? What a bad example for our youth. Do you not agree?
I totally disagree because I don't look to elected officials to be my idol. My idol and people I look up to are, first of all, Jesus Christ, and then the people who are immediate in my family, my father, my mother. I don't look toward politicians as if, you know, they're a role model. I look at a system.
You want them to not be criminals.
Well, again,
we certainly don't want the president of the United States to be a criminal.
I believe that we are a forgiving country. And if we can, I thought the left was supposed to be the ones who love all the felons and want all the criminals, you know, the second chances. So this criminal you can't see around, but every other criminal that this corrupt system in the city of Milwaukee that has a Democratic DA that locked up black men on a nationwide clip, that white man, that system you want to support. So with all due respect from O'Connell Walk, I thank you for your questions, but I think you're misguided. When you have people in leadership roles who have no problem talking about the separation of families on the border, but have nothing to say about separation of black families here in the city of Milwaukee, I think I dropped the mic on that one.
Well, I think it's the response to Bill is what I expect from someone who clearly does not have a grasp or the understanding of the importance and what's critically. And when you talk about the most powerful person on earth and you come up with excuses and platitudes and to talk about, well, I don't expect politicians to be, you know, righteous. The bottom line is you do expect a man not to be a rapist. You do expect a man not to be a full out criminal that Donald Trump is. And the fact that you will turn around and brush that aside says a lot about you, sir.
I think what says a lot about you and your listeners is this. I mean, the media is doing their job, and you guys are all into it. You know, again, drinking it like it's Kool-Aid. So I guess I can only say we have trumped-up charges. You know, people
trumped-up charges,
and people who have, you know, made accusations that I think will be overturned. You know, again, if you want to drink that Kool-Aid, man, I got a big cup for
it. Let's see. Trump is a disgrace. That's from a fellow Republican. All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by Orlando Owens. He is the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Director of the Joseph Project. And it's the reason that I wanted to bring him on, so you can get an idea of what is actually transpiring with a few in the black community. And I do mean a select few.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Orlando Owens, Southeast Wisconsin Regional Director of the Joseph Project. And just for the, you know, I went out and looked. I went to the office of the Republican
GOP.
GOP office, state office in the city of Milwaukee, to see if I could get a black person, a black Republican, or black Republicans to appear on the show so we can have this conversation and this dialogue. I will tell you that I was turned down by the others. They would not come on and have the discussion. To his credit, Orlando Owens has accepted it. But it does say something about those who are in that office, who are in the heart of the black community, who claim that they are there to bring blacks into the Republican Party, and yet they're not willing to have an open and honest conversation and dialogue about their beliefs. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert from West Allis. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
Morning. I just want to introduce a few facts. One, you know, the idea that the mayor and people of Milwaukee have controlled the city is just pure fantasy land. Remember, in the country, there was white flight from the cities, which happened here in Milwaukee, to the suburbs, places like Waukesha and other areas. And then if you look at what the legislature does, they, you know, hamstring the city. They're always taking power away from them. They're always taking budget and money that's needed to run services away from them.
Yeah. Republican controlled.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
They don't want to provide the funding. And then so basically you have middle class and working people in the city, you know, shifting their dollars out to the suburbs. You know, what could be a better idea? The other fact I want to bring up is in terms of crime in the city, I think drugs was mentioned. If you remember when Ronald Reagan was in office, there was this thing called Iran-Contra, right? And he couldn't get his illegal war through Congress. So what did they do? They funneled crack cocaine with the CIA into cities and caused an epidemic. And then they changed sentencing rules so that blacks got harsher sentences.
Three strikes, you're out. Truth in sentencing, no parole.
Exactly. So don't give me this nonsense that the Republican Party and the Democrats are doing this to your city. The problem with our culture today with these young people is they have no sense of history. They think a feeling is a fact, and they really don't read or educate themselves on what's happened in this country.
Hey, Robert.
A feeling is not a fact.
Robert, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Steve from Cudahy. Good morning to you, Steve. You say what?
Good morning. I just want to know what a nut job you got for against. You know, you can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts. And for him just to scathe over and skim coat what, you know, I never say the Democrats are utopic, but for this guy just to blatantly overlook Trump malfeasance, does he ever read about his history in the past, about his discretions about policy in New York City when he had all the properties and he got caught for discriminating against tenants? Yeah, people say they can change and all that, but he hasn't. He's still using the verbiage of separation, and he's not even, when he talks, not even trying to engage in any policy differences or whatever. He's just name-calling and ugliness, and it's just like he says, and I'll quote it, when Trump was going to become president 8 years ago in California, he says he loves his uneducated voters. So when you get to the mass of all of those people, they're not inquisitive of finding out what it is. They just like him because he's got big cojones.
Hey, Steve, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning. Orlando, you ought to quit it. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, sir.
First of all, Joseph Project. This was created before Ron Johnson, and Ron Johnson ran up and down the state with Orlando lying about how he created that. It's a jobs program to bus people out of Milwaukee to other communities for employment. I was involved when it first started. A lot of the problems we have employment-wise in Milwaukee were created during the Thompson administration, and Tommy Thompson and I met several times and talked about him, and he became a friend of mine later after he got out of office. The point is, I don't agree with his politics, but I appreciate the man. In the issues that you're talking about, the Republican Party, back in the day when you're trying to quote history, and I'm older than Earl, was the proper party for African Americans. And the Democrats were the people who were demeaning and what have you. Just like you said, the Klan started under the Democratic Party. That is true. But when everything switched over and Republicans started being the racist organization that they have become, everybody switched over to the Democrats. Remember the carpetbaggers and all that other stuff? See, I read history, and I remember a lot of it. The point is, don't sit there and lie. There's nothing that's done in this state and in Michigan, which is my home, that was positive for the African-American community under the Republican Party. And I'm sorry, just, if you're going to tell the truth, tell the truth. Otherwise, get off the air.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, my guest is Orlando Owens again. He is the Southeast Regional Director of the Joseph Project, and he's here because, I was tired of hearing all of this and people asking me about whether or not blacks are all of a sudden going to switch over to the Republican Party. Orlando, we'll give you a chance to respond on the other side. Guys, we'll get all of you on the line. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Technical College System has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet, but labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified humane is good as well.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources presented the deer harvest quotas and framework for the 2024 Wisconsin deer hunting season to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. The statewide antlerless quota for the 2024 season is 272,837 deer, with 245,245 total bonus antlerless harvest authorizations available for purchase across the state. These authorizations are in addition to the three antlerless harvest authorizations issued in farmland zones, which are not reflected in this total. These recommendations were formed in partnership with county deer advisory councils and based on public feedback in deer population objectives. Hunters may purchase additional bonus antlerless harvest authorizations online through the Go Wild license portal and at licensed sales locations beginning today. The first 3 days of bonus sales are management zone specific, with all remaining permits becoming available Thursday. And that's what you need to know.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny. 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
It's 60 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Come on.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Orlando Owens. He is the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Director of the Joseph Project. And so we were talking about, you know, some differences. Clearly, Orlando believes that my generation made a major mistake and still is making the mistake by supporting Democrats. He, you know, believes that the Republican Party is the ticket for blacks today. And is it safe to say that?
I would agree, definitely.
Yeah, based on?
Based on policy. Policy is all about, I can care less about personality. I can care less about your pantsuits. It's about personality. I mean, I'm sorry, about policy. What are you laying out and how does it benefit average Americans and in particular black Americans?
Well, we're talking about black Americans right now.
Because black Americans.
Donald Trump has said that, you know, he's done more for black people.
So okay. What are the policies that's going to help that community? That's what I'm about.
What is he talking about today that's going to help black people, Donald Trump?
I think you'll see a continuation from his last election. I think you're going to see another, once he's elected, another emphasis on the opportunity zones. You're going to see probably the next step as far as in criminal justice reforms. You definitely will see the continual support for choice programs, probably the expansion of. So those all from
which damages public schools.
We could disagree, agree. But, you know, so it's going to see a further continuation of that. And also, that's the emphasis. He came out with maybe 20 points just today or last night.
Donald Trump. Hey, Calvin, can you look up the 20 points that Donald Trump came up with today to help black people?
No, it's not black people.
Okay.
This is his policies moving forward because since the Harris campaign can't really, you know, come with a policy or copy Donald Trump's policies, but he came up today with his policy papers or what he's looking at.
Well, speaking of copying, you're doing a pretty good job of copying what Fox News has been talking about. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Earl, thanks for taking my call. And I do appreciate you having Orlando on the on your show, even though I disagree with him. Orlando, the Republican Party, you're not speaking to people like me. And what I mean is this. I have voted for the Democratic Party for well over 30 years. I am displeased with the Democratic Party because they have not offered any tangible results for the black community. The black community in many ways is regressing. You have a few people who are members in the upper income bracket, those individuals with postgraduate degrees from the HBCUs or from predominantly white universities. Those blacks and their children are doing well. But then you have a whole swath of black Americans who are just struggling and they are mired in poverty. I've sat here and listened to you for a good half an hour and you have not cited not one clear policy why I, as someone who is displeased with the Democratic Party and who has changed my party affiliation from Democrat to independent, why I should pull the lever for the Republican Party. And this nonsense about opportunity zones, it is very dishonest, Orlando, because in 2017, there was a change in the rule which allowed investors to pour their money into white communities. And so what we have now is that you have investors. They can put their money into these white communities instead of investing them into hyper-poverty communities. Or investors will pour their money into areas that's going to be gentrified. So name me one damn policy, a clear policy that the Republican parties can do for black people, not Latinos, not the LGBT people, not a universal policy. Name me one damn policy that the Republican Party can put forth to improve the economic condition of Black people specifically. Thanks a lot, Earl.
Thank you very much for the call, Cassandra.
Joseph Project, jobs, flat out. Jobs and education, flat out.
So
Project Move the Needle is our get out the vote effort. The Joseph Project is a job program. And quite honestly, Coach was wrong. You know, I'm the person that started the whole thing, along with Pastor Jerome Smith, God Rest His Soul, and Senator Johnson. So let's be clear, Coach. I know you don't like Ron, but let's be factual. So again, we talk about issues, and quite honestly, what she talked about is really, she's not pretty the voter that I'm looking at. I'm looking at Black men, because Black men definitely like Trump. Not saying they like the Republican Party.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party will take any Black vote they can get.
Well,
they're not saying we only want Black men to vote for us.
Let's be clear. This message that we talk about, you know, the idea of being a conservative, it's kind of a masculine answer, right? A lot of, you know, beta men or, you know, kind of weak back men won't really gravitate to that. They're more or less.
That's a ridiculous statement,
It's my statement.
Only strong black men will understand the conservative.
Because here we go. When you start laying out the proper place for man and how the household should be set up, these initiatives on the other side destroys that. So we definitely want to make appeal to Black men in particular, Black felons in Wisconsin in particular, who are off paper. Our targeted areas in the city of Milwaukee is to go after 35, maybe 40 and under Black men.
You didn't respond to anything that Cassandra.
I said the job program is what directly impacts Black men. Over 97% of the people that come to the Joseph Project are Black men. So that's a direct impact. Over what do you say in its school choice program? Over 95%.
So let's stop talking about the Joseph Project.
Which is
a project that happens in the state of Wisconsin, not nationally.
So the concept,
she's talking nationally.
So again, the Joseph Project is a model that we've actually talked to other senators in other states who actually.
But it hasn't happened.
Again, these programs have been in place by some senators, and they like what we do in our model here in Wisconsin. So Cassandra is not really the person I'm actually trying to appeal to. She's a Democrat. She's someone who's, you know, kind of disheartened with the Democrats, but she's not voting for Republican. Let's be clear.
She asked you to give her a well-educated
nothing about the Republican Party is going to attract her. So she's not the pro that I'm talking to. I'm talking to the brothers on the block here or in Chicago right across the way, which I'll see next week. That's the people that I'm talking about.
Okay, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Brendan, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. The brothers on the block. Have you seen any of these rallies? I'm sorry. what am I missing? And listen, you know, don't come at us with your faith stuff, okay? Because I don't know about your faith. Because how could you have faith? And first of all, who's threatening your Christianity on the left? Anybody? Are you being kept from going to church or something? Or
actually, we are. There were lockdowns. They kept me from going to church. The lockdown.
Oh man, come on, man!
So I couldn't go to church then.
Nobody could.
Well, not Orlando. In some states you could.
You're talking.
Some states did.
Don't be ridiculous.
Some governors did actually keep churches open.
Man, don't be ridiculous.
You left the liquor stores open, then you left the churches open too, right?
So you sound ridiculous,
Earl. That's a fact. Some states did allow churches to remain open. And there were some, many didn't. So when you say attack on my religious freedoms, attacking me for being a traditional Christian believer in the faith, it's an attack. So again, from this so-called compassionate left who want to, you know, call out felons and people who need redemption, this is the side I thought you guys were, but you guys are hypocrites, and it's clear.
So let's be clear about this initiative, right?
This is helping Black men in Milwaukee.
You sound like somebody who doesn't have an independent thought.
I'm very independent. That's why I'm not a Democrat.
Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to Karina. You say what?
So eat your carrots. And you're never going to have a problem with your eyes. So vote for Trump because you are a strong Black man.
That's kind of what he said.
It's a manipulation, Orlando. One, And two, you're saying that you're comparing Trump to Jesus, who's originally actually wanted to change a lot in the Judaism, who's coming and becoming, and who were a Jewish, where the Trump participate on the Nazi and the white parade. Please just take the fact and look. Take your pink glasses and look who you're voting for.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Karina. She's actually saying to you, Donald Trump is a man who has no moral fiber.
And
Donald Trump, Donald Trump is a man.
Joe Biden did.
Donald Trump is a man who doesn't follow any tenets of Christianity whatsoever.
So when we talk about this, Errol. Again, we know Kamala Harris's background. It's not one that, you know, you should write home about. So let's be clear. All I'm saying is this.
And Donald
Trump
says. Let's
call a spade a spade. Let's say people need to be redeemed. And that's why we need Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because people are fallible and they have and they always will be. And you need a Savior. Again, I'm not here to let lefty, liberal, white people tell me that I'm not black, nor another black man.
Who's trying to tell you that?
I'm just saying, I don't need to have a plantation mentality for telling the white people tell me that I need to vote a certain way.
If you are representing blacks who support Republicans and conservatives,
okay.
If you are the measuring stick for black people who are voting and supporting Donald Trump, we have nothing to worry about.
Well,
let's go to Jacob from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jacob. You say what?
Thank you for having no problems.
Just two quick things. One, you know, Christianity is a Roman religion that came about, you know, 300 years after, you know, the cultish Christ movement was. I just want to get that in line with the historical fact. And second, there was this thing called the Civil Rights Bill. And what happened historically was the regional politicians in the South, the really big old racist ones, they went to the Republican Party, right?
That's a myth.
Because the Democrats supported with LBJ, that bill. So what happened is
that's a myth.
Black people, African-Americans, started voting with Democrats because they didn't want to help Southern white bigots during the Civil Rights era. So until right-wingers, conservatives, whatever, break free from the bigots, you're never, ever, ever going to be able to get what you want, which is more people voting conservatives in that way. So I'm just saying that it's not going to change unless Republicans and right-wingers and whatever get rid of the racists, the white supremacists, the white nationalists on that side. That's all I got to say.
Thank you very much for the call. You want to respond to any of that?
He's wrong.
He's wrong about what?
The switch and, you know, the Democrats. That's a myth. It's a myth.
What's a myth?
The so-called switching of the parties is a myth. You look at the civil rights legislation, the Voting Act bills, all led by Republicans. Be clear about that. I mean, you can look those votes up. It's not hard to do. Just Google it.
Well, 844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is Orlando Owens, Southeast Wisconsin Regional Director of the Joseph Project. And as I stated earlier, we've got nothing to worry about.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then make sure you go vote Donald Trump because you ain't got nothing to worry about.
967-2789 is the number.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election.
on abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Orlando Owens. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. David from Mech 1. Good morning, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Orlando. Really quickly, I just would like to point out that if you look at the historically black colleges, 89% of them are down in the South. And they're in Republican states. And if you look at Orlando brought up school choice, and you said that's a detriment to the school system in Milwaukee.
This reminds me of
your friend Keith. That's correct. Keith Posley. Look at what's happened under his leadership in the MPS, and there's no accountability. The only reason why he got forced out is because it was so egregious that the state actually like, okay, there's the books are cooked here. And meanwhile, kids at MPS are at record low reading levels, math levels, everywhere else. And Milwaukee's not the exception. To our neighbors to the south in Chicago, if you look at what's going on there with the Chicago public schools, blacks are failing left.
Okay, so your point, David, your point is what? That Republicans somehow.
My point is that Trump back in 2019 gave a boatload of money to historical black colleges because of the spending or whatever the funding ran out. He made sure that those schools would get additional grants and money to keep them going so that those people would have an opportunity to get ahead.
Okay.
And when Orlando brought up the opportunity zones, yes, that is to benefit areas of color because of if you look at, and you've mentioned this many times, Earl, with the central city, with the lack of jobs.
Hey David, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, David. Great call.
Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Hi, Orlando. Trump also changed the rule that the black universities didn't have to apply for grants every year. Under Obama, they had to apply every year to get grant money, and Trump changed that to every 10 years. So, let's stop with the racist crap. And you really need to listen to yourself, you guys and your callers, and how you're talking to Orlando. You're just bashing him, and you're getting really belligerent about it.
Let me say this to you, Julie.
I thought you got a point. I
know Orlando. I'm not, and you say that I'm using racist junk. I don't know what it is you're talking about. He's a black man. I'm a black man. I asked him on out of respect for him. I know him. He knows me. So whatever it is you have. That you have come up with in your mind is I can't respond to that because whatever it is not true. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm calling today because I'm confused. All I've seen Trump do and all I've seen Republicans do is not do things for the black community. And I'm wondering how that stuff got passed, because anything that's ever gone before these Republicans to help anybody has been shut down. And people don't need help, and people don't need these things. So I'm kind of confused. And also, you know, it is a little disrespectful regarding making comments on Christianity, because, you know, we're not to judge. We're not to judge somebody else's Christianity. And also, please be aware of Project 2025. You really need to study it, because there won't be any projects for anybody. So thank you very much.
Hey, Gene, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Don, go ahead.
That's an odd call.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'd like to remember the guest there, the Central Park Five. Those kids were charged with rape and badly injuring a lady in the park, and that wonderful president, former president, ran a full page ad calling for having them boys executed.
Yes.
It turned out that those kids were innocent.
Yeah.
So I'd like to. So if he's such a wonderful person for black people, there is a good example.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call.
Kamala Harris, wrongly incarcerated man for 13 years. So, I mean, okay.
Oh, come on, man.
Let's be factual.
Tom, quickly.
Yeah, Earl, I am a joyful democracy warrior. I don't believe in Project 2025, and I do believe in Coach Harris and Coach Walz. Sir, I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the biggest donor to the Republican Party, or to J.D. Vance, being a gay man? Because you said that, I mean, I would think that you would probably say, don't take the money from any gay people if you have a problem with gays. And also, I do want to congratulate you, because you definitely have learned a great deal from Ron Johnson, how to obfuscate, how to make up things, how to blame the media, all of that. So I want to congratulate you on that. But I do want to know how you feel about Peter Thiel, who is a gay man.
Okay,
we got it, Tom. Thank you very much for the call.
So as a minister, my position won't change. I'm a member of Church of God in Christ. The pendants are the same. So it's not about the politics. It is about my faith, and that's bottom line. I mean, I don't think he's treating anybody wrong or bad, but I know what the faith says.
So you think that he shouldn't be accepting
money? I didn't say that.
Money.
That's
the question that he was asking.
My question, again, I said I know what the lifestyle is. What the Bible says. As a minister, I may take it different than Donald Trump, so that's fine. That's his choice. That's my choice. I would probably not take it if it was my campaign, but that's his choice. So,
all right, CJ, you got the last of it. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. God bless you, Orlando. You can hear it in their voices. The Democrats feel they're losing power.
I agree.
Desperation because abdication.
He is well. There you go, my friend. These people are nervous and scared, and it's in their voice.
Well, apparently, you can't. You're not reading or watching what you see. The people who are worried right now is the Republican Party. Thank you for coming
in, Earl.
Thank you for showing up. Thank everybody who made the show go up. Next, Jane Madner and Greg Bach, Madner on air. Thank you, Calvin. Enjoy this beautiful day.
News from the Center, WRCE. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walz will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.